Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Michelle, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there. Hey, today is Think Thursday. And we're going to play music for you, have some information for you, some encouragement from you. And Miyoshi Marie is coming in and talking about the sunflower, the flower of life. You know, I'd like to ask you something. What were your thoughts today? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking about, okay? Because I know that we do not see things as they are. But we see things as we are. Now, how are you out there? Do you have your lens clean? Are your glasses wide? Do you need to get an eye surgery? What's going on with you out there? I found out that the city ordinance was passed, that there's no sleeping in front of schools, near daycares, in the parks, and at the libraries. That's a good thing. So that was passed by Garcetti today. And, you know, the cases are rising out here. They're rising. Okay, are you paying attention? And they're saying it's the unvaccinated ones. So, you know, they say man will destroy himself, itself, their self, whatever self. Man will do it to each other. So we believe in each one teach one here. But I'm looking at this, I'm saying each one kill one. Get it together out there. You know, the concerts are happening. Stay at home and pat your feet to your music. The mandates are back with the mask. All right, there's a lot of stuff for us to think about out there, but my thoughts was, what's going on? Okay, but on that note, we know that we have to have faith, and it is our faith that keeps us moving forward no matter what. Faith enables us to secure ultimate victory. It enables us to live with vigor and joy and to strive to improve ourselves to become the very best people we can be. Moreover, faith enables us to walk through life with complete assurance and confidence, unafraid of anything. Yeah, you have to move fearless out there. And in order to move that fearless spirit, you must start with the inside job. That is taking care of it yourself. So we're going to get started here. We're going to begin with some music. We're going to celebrate Lil Prince because, you know, we celebrating him, and he has a new album out. and I don't remember the title of it, but you know Prince was the guy, the ultimate entertainer. So we're going to get going here, and I want you to think about this on Think Thursday and tell me what you come up with, okay?
Connected world in
there's a way out there, and there's a lot of organizations that are out there trying to bridge gaps out here. But one organization, the National Congress of Black Women, yeah, they unite, they uplift, they take care of business. They're having two events. August the 7th, I'm sorry, is the Youth Empowerment Conference. That's going to be 11 o'clock a.m. That's a free event, and it's going to be on Zoom. I'll put more information out there. They'll have three different categories, and the youth will be talking about their fearlessness, their fears, and what they've done through this pandemic. The workshops are going to be phenomenal, uplifting and empowering. Now, August 14th, the National Congress of Black Women will be having their 11th annual awards luncheon that will also be a Zoom free, and the title of that is Bridging the Gap, Building a Stronger Future. And that is what they do. They will be honoring the best of the persons that have been lighting candles out there taking care of us. They'll be having scholarships for the young adults. You want to tune in on that. I'll give you more information on it. And one other thing while I'm at it, you know, there's organizations that are coming into L.A. It is an organization called Respectability. You want to check them out at www.respectability.com. They work with persons with disabilities, okay? Sight impaired, low sight, and blindness. And they're here to make a difference. Respectability.com. Go to the website. Check them out. See what they're doing. So there's many, many ways out here that we come together and do it, and things that we have to do. This vital information and these organizations are working for the good of humanity, not the evilness, but for the good of it. Like I say, we do not see things as they are, but we see things the way we are. So my philosophy is do your best, light those candles. And when you light a candle for another individual, guess what? Your path becomes brighter. So now I'm going to play you a little bit of Prince, because you know we're celebrating him. I think this is Prince's first song that put him on the map. Enjoy.
Bye. like I never sleep. And the ride, I say the ride is so sweet.
You monkey, I got nothing.
Prince with Little Red Corvette. And you know, I want to share something with all of you out there. It is very ironic that all the hosts that's with Waking Up with Linda McShann are August-born people, all Leos. Can you imagine that? Stephanie is a July Leo. Miyoshi Marie is August. Gloria is August. And so am I, Linda. We're all Leos over here. And the best people that you can have in your corner are Leos. They're going to take it, continue to complete. You can rely on them. They're honest, very, very authentic, very, very strong-willed, and know how to make the impossible and turn it into the possible, those August-born people. And then it's ironic that everyone with Waking Up with Linda McShann is a Leo. That's very, very, very powerful. Different personalities, but all basically flow with the same type of hearts. And it's the heart that does the work. I just thought I'd share that with you. Now let's go on back to Prince and see what he's talking about. Enjoy.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
The Pope. You cop got mags that be dippy dippy dope, but the whole damn nation got the same. Honey, only fly to the beat, that's a pope, not the president with government lane. Put me on a slow moving parliamentary hacking bandwagon, you can put me little ass in the grave. Every time you want it, I'll be live, bring a date. I mean computer when it's over, press save. So you can be the president. I'd rather be the pope. And the president can't get nothing past. Find an alley, undressed alley right in front of your ass. I say you can be the president. I'd rather be the Pope. Yeah, you can be the side effect. I'd rather be the dope. The Pope. I love the taste of unpredictable licks. A loop is a loop is a loop. got the same. Party only flock to the beat. That's a potent, not the president with government lame. Put me on a slow moving parliamentary hacking bandwagon. You can put me little ass in the grave. Every time you want it, I'll be live, bring a date. I mean computer when it's over, press save. So, you can be the president. I'd rather be the Pope.
Oh, great.
have a favorite star out there, Mr. Prince. Yeah, he's bringing it back in again. And you know what? We're going into segment number two. We have a wonderful, beautiful ray of sun that's with us this evening, and that is Miyoshi Marie. Miyoshi Marie, are you with us when waking up with Linda Mac Chan?
Yes, I am with them. What's up? Happy Thursday, everyone. I'm so elated to be back.
You know, they knew that you were missing in action, but I explained to them that you are a very, very busy young lady and that we know how to spin on a dime over here, and we have things, we bring it to you when we bring it to you. I know you've been busy out there, but before I get going, you got a celebration coming up, and I saw that beautiful, beautiful invite. You look so pretty, okay? And I was sharing with the listeners that, guess what? Everyone that's with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan are all August-born people. Stephanie is July, but Stephanie Haynes is a Leo. Gloria Melion is a Leo. Miyoshi, what's up? Marie is a Leo, and so am I. You know, this is a wonderful,
hey,
ironic thing. So
Leo,
you know that's
gang,
what?
Gang, gang. We
yes.
are leaders.
Yes.
We are
yes.
leaders. Most definitely. I'm excited. Yes, I'm going to be celebrating my 35th on Monday, August 2nd.
Yes.
I'm excited, and it kind of correlates with tonight's topic, because going into my 35th, I believe truly deep down in myself, I believe that I have bloomed into a beautiful sunflower. And we, sunflowers are my favorite flowers, number one. But I never knew the significance of it until for the past month. It's just been on my heart. Like, you're a sunflower, you're a sunflower. Spirit been saying I'm a sunflower. And so going into it, tonight's topic is sunflower. And the meaning of a sunflower is actually the flower of life. If we get technical and difficult with it, going deep in it is inside the flower is called the sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. Y'all Google that another day, and I could talk about that another day. But for me, I chose this. I chose the flower of life because it's significant to my life and what I have become into and grown into. And sunflowers also symbolize adoration, loyalty, and longevity. And much of the meaning of sunflower stems from its namesake. And sunflowers are known for being happy and to bring joy to others. And I feel like for a long time, I can say I am truly, solely happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the up. I'm happy with the down. I'm happy with the left. I'm happy with the right. I'm happy all around. And even through this transition and even through this period of my life in this phase and going into my 35th, you know, half of 40, I'm literally standing at the corner waving at 40. I'm literally looking at it. So I've been reflecting over my life for the past month going into my 35th on Monday, and I have really grown, and I have had challenges. But ultimately, the challenges that I have had has ultimately made me become the person I am, the woman that I am. And it also taught me lessons. Everybody always say that we're taking L's. Me, personally, I don't believe I have took any L's. Now, I have not took any L's in my 34th year of life. Every situation, every obstacle, every challenge, every circumstance that has presented itself in my life and in my reality has not been a loss for me. It has ultimately been a lesson for me to take, so the next time around, next go around, I won't make those same mistakes anymore, and I haven't. And that's why I have chosen to be a sunflower, because I just feel like I've been going around. You know, the sun, you go around the sun, it takes a long time to go around that big old sun. And I just feel like finally reaching this pinnacle in my life, this 35th, I feel like I have reached, you know, I have literally reached happiness. I have literally reached the flower of life. And I believe life stands for love is forever eternity. I have finally reached happiness. I have finally reached love and within myself, not in things, not in places, and not in people. I'm talking about solely internally. I am truly happy internally. I am truly blessed, and I have truly took my lessons and turned them into my blessings and for the next go around. So going into this 35th and these 35th trips around the sun and reflecting on my life and even the trauma I even went through growing up as a child, and I was just like, wow. I was literally thinking this to myself. I was like, wow. Wow, spirit, the universe chose me as a sacrifice, chose me, as a sacrifice to go through these hardships or whatever so that I can help somebody else that don't have to go through it. And then I sat back, sometimes somebody would get mad. But then I sat back, I was like, dang, they chose me to go through all that, and I'm still standing, and I'm still looking good. And you know what I mean? I got happy. I literally got happy because it's not easy going through challenges and trauma and circumstances. It's not easy, especially in a time like this where mental health is literally on the rise. People, any little thing, people will lose their mind. So for me to have reached, the age of 35 on Monday and all that I have been through and literally taking all that and making it and planning that. And planted that in that dark soil. We're going back to dark. Planted that, and look what it blossomed into, a beautiful sunflower.
Oh, my
God. A beautiful sunflower, a beautiful ray of life. So not just, individually for myself, but for others.
Mm-hmm.
I love to give people happiness and joy and positivity and positive vibration and to see it pay it forward. I never had a birthday party, not since I was a kid. So this is my first birthday party, and the reaction of people and for them wanting to celebrate me is truly a gift and an honor. But at the end of the day, is love is what you give, love is what you receive. One of those things: love is what I am, love is what I give, love is what I receive. It's all literally coming back. That's like good karma. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the year. I'm excited about life. I'm excited that I have truly reached happiness, and I didn't find it in a man. I didn't find it in materialistic things. I'm not finding it in money. I'm truly finding it with self, and I am truly happy, and that is why I chose tonight's topic, sunflower, the flower of life, because love is forever eternity. That's what life means to me, and I'm truly taking my lessons, not losses, my lessons, and I have truly accepted them as my blessings. And I'm grateful. I'm showing much gratitude to life. I'm showing much gratitude to breathing, and I'm just excited for what life has to offer because it's only up from here. And when you go up as if you were riding a plane, it's going to be some turbulence. Get into that, get into that island. But you're going to get there. But you just got to be patient. That's how I'm viewing my life. And I'm just really excited. And sunflowers are beautiful. The adoration, loyalty, and longevity, that's all I want. That's what I want for others. And that's what I want to bring to the table. And as you know, wisdom, Leos are very loyal. Period.
Oh, yeah.
We are diehard loyal. Sometimes we too darn loyal that it come back and, chop us up. But
yes.
That's just the risk that we take because we are leaders. We are, we wear our hearts on our sleeve. We are really big-hearted people. The best Leos, we the king and queen of the jungle. We hibernate all year, but when it's time to come out, we're going to come out and we're going to shine, and you're going to know exactly who we are. So I'm just excited for life. I'm excited to even be here tonight to be sharing with you guys. And, yeah, I'm excited. The flower of life. Never go wrong with it.
Yes, I'm so glad because once you gain that inner happiness, nothing can destroy that. You know, we're like you said, the happiness, you can be happy in turmoil. You can be happy at 10 and something makes you unhappy at 10:02. But because you have that inner strength, because you are understanding, you suffer what there is to suffer, and you enjoy what there is to enjoy. And that comes from that inner happiness, and that's something that no one can give you. You know, I'm listening to you with this big smile on my face. I saw the information. I said, doesn't she look beautiful? Oh, it was beautiful. I had no idea that you never had a birthday party. I'm glad you shared that with us because, you know, we Leos, we partied the whole month of August, okay? We deal with the whole month, okay? One day, however way it is, sometimes you might just want to go sit up under an oak tree and stare at the sun. That's a celebration, too. But I am so proud and so inspired over here hearing how you're feeling. And being able to express that and to really carry that with others, because that's what it is. We light candles for others, and it brightens up our path. So we know we're about the happy, bright, and light over here. You know, it's about happy, bright, and light, even if we got our frown on our face, because we know it's not going to stay there forever, okay? So it's such a pleasure to have you here. I know you know you've been out doing your thing, so we you know, we make adjustments for that. But Miosha Marie is the type of young lady that when she steps in a room, the entire room is going to lighten up, because you are definitely a sunflower. And every time I get a picture of no, from day one, you've always been that sunflower. And then whenever someone hears your name or speak or see you, that smile is going to come. And to see your growth, you know, and what you've gone through and how you share. By you sharing with others, you're inspiring, you're encouraging. And that's what it's really all about. What do we say? Each one teach one here, you know. And one word can stop someone from jumping off of a roof. Just a one word of going out there trying to uplift and trying to inspire. I am so proud of you. Again, we got to sing that song because we won't talk with you until next Thursday, but we're going to be singing that song. We'll be singing and moving in spirit the entire month of August, okay? That is what we do. But isn't it ironic how we're all August born? And the dedication, and you can depend. You can depend on a Leo. If you got a Leo behind you, you don't have to worry. But don't mess up. Don't. You got to keep it.
Oh, yeah, because we're gone for life. We don't get no.
Yes. Yes. It's like we're not pretenders and we're not fans of anybody but our own happiness. And showing others how to do the same thing. Well, you know, birthday lady, 35. And to express that, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to put all the information out over there. I'm going to talk to you in private because I know that, you know, we're also private people, too. When a Leo opens up to you, then, you know, you've done a good thing because we're basically private into ourselves. And most people think we're party animals, but we're really loners, okay? We just
such a loner. I'm such an introvert. I think after my birthday party, I would be going back into my cave. I want to read this quote because I thought this quote was it touched my heart when I read it, and I just felt like it was relatable and it needs to be shared.
Okay.
So as I quote, it says, nothing stays the same. People move on. Hearts break. Dreams change. What you wanted from life versus what's important to you now varies on. Friends move cities and the relationships change, shades as though they were setting with the sun. And all you can do is accept each phase of life with open arms and try to make the most of who you were and what you have become. By Ruby Dow. And I just thought that was a beautiful quote. It spoke directly to me in my life. And I wanted to share with you guys because I love you guys so much.
And
I just want you guys to stay on a safe path. So I just want to tell everybody again, happy Thursday. I'm happy to be back. I'm excited. Sunday is August 1st. That's the real Leos. The real Leos are in August. I'm sorry. I love you, July Leos. But the real Leos are in August. And with being said, I want to tell all my women to keep your legs up and keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. And to my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, and celebrate your life, your happiness, your new beginnings, your growth. We love you, Miyoshi. I'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy your evening, and thank you for caring and sharing and uplifting us over here and putting big smiles on our face. You sunflower, you. We love you. The meaning of that sunflower and what it is and why it is the flower of life, because she has seen herself. She has blossomed into a beautiful flower. She's a beautiful young lady, and her motto is living life, happiness, and bringing joy to others. She reflects back on her growth and all the challenges that she has, but she continues to keep that happiness from within. See, that's real happiness. You got relevant happiness and you got absolute happiness. Relevant happiness is when you get a brand new car, you get some unexpected money. That's relative. But when you got that absolute happiness, no one can take that away from you. You suffer what there is to suffer, and you enjoy what there is to enjoy. And you always keep in mind when you're moving from happy from within, if you know whence you came There are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. That's my motto with my guy, Mr. James Bowen. And we always have to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems we may face, keep in mind that dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And the most important thing is spring will never fail to come. So we have to blossom out in the field and be the sunflowers for our lives and for the lives of others. It's about uplifting. It's about inspiring. It's about collaboration. And that is what Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan is about, is education, unification, and collaboration. And that takes over a lot of departments and a lot of areas. But the most important thing, it takes all of us to get it done, and we get the job done. Let me wind you down. It is Think Thursday. Relax and think about what you've heard today.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show
with you.
That's right. The message is always in the music. But you look in the mirror and you have that spiritual dialogue with you and your spirit. And those are the words that you tell your spirit. And those are the words that you let your spirit tell you. And keep in mind what Neosha Marie talked about, blossoming like that sunflower. And really, happiness is the key. I got to play my girl. Y'all need to think about that. You know I love this lady. I'm just going to just think about this. Think about what she did, what you have to do, what we will do, and what we will get done.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.